Shavua Tov, u'mevorach. This is our first Motzei Shabbat Shiur for Daf Yomi of the year since last year. So v'simana tova v'zad Hashem. We're continuing Masechet Bava Kama Daf Lamed today. We stopped at the top of Lamed Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Two lines from the top of the page. New Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. Hashafech Maim Birshut Harabim. Just before we begin today's class, we read the Hatzlacha of the Tzagana Israel and also for Ashman Kol Ketuam Israel and for the returning of all of our hostages and for Ashlama of all of the Yudam and Yafa Yafa Bad Yitzchak. Benjamin Mishashana also for Hatzlacha Beit Amos and Miriam. Okay, Mishnah at the top of the page. Hashafech Maim Birshut Harabim. If someone spills water in the Rishut Harabim, Vuzak Ben Acher, and someone got damage from that water, Chayav Ben Isko, you are liable for that damage. Someone slipped on it, you're liable. Hamatznia itakot ve'itaschuchit. We mentioned this Mishnah earlier. If somebody hides a thorn or a piece of glass, ve'hagoder tagidro b'kotzim. If somebody builds his fence with thorns, ve'gader shenafal reshut harabim, or a fence that falls on the reshut harabim, ve'uzak bahen acherim, and you cause damage with that fence or those things, chayav niskan, you're liable on all those damages. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav. That's only if the person's kelim got damaged by the water. But if the person himself fell and got hurt, that you're exempt. Karka olam hizigatu. That's the land, the world, that's the property, the actual ground is what hurt him, and not your water. Amar le Rafuna le Rav. He says, lo yeh ela ke rivsho. Hold on, why are you saying he's exempt? At the very least, it should be like mud. There's dirt, and your water mixed with the dirt and became mud, and therefore your water is still there. So the Gemara says you should still be liable. So the Gemara says misvarad delo tamumaya. You think the water didn't finish? It says but tamumaya. We're talking about a case where the water spilled, but the water finished. It went away, it dried out, and therefore it's only dirt. And he slipped on the dirt, and that's why you're not liable for his damages, only for his kelim's damages. So the Gemara says betarte lamali. Why do we need two mishnayot to teach this? So the Gemara says, Chada mimot achama, and Chada mimot geshamim, one for the summer, one for the winter. The Tanya Zabaita says, we saw this earlier in Dabbav, Kol elu sh'amru potkin bivotehen, v'gorfin ma'arotehen, and all of those that they mentioned, that we open up, you can open up your pipes into the Rishut Harabim, or your garbage into the Rishut Harabim, bimot achama, en lain rashut. In the summer, you're not allowed, or bimot geshamim, yesh lain rashut. In the winter, you are allowed. V'afal bishu rashut, and even though you're allowed, imiziku chayvin eshalem, if it caused damage, you are liable to pay. So over there in Daf Vav, over there Rashi said, what does it mean in the winter you're allowed? Why would you be allowed? In the summer it's cleaner in the streets, so you're not allowed. In the winter it's already dirty, so they said it's perfectly fine. Then the Mishnah said, Hamasin takot vechule, is going on the vechule part. Amar biyochanan loshanu elam mafriach. We only were talking about thorns sticking out of the fence. Aval mitzamtzem, lo, but if it was thorns hidden in the fence and the guy got damaged, you would not be liable. Mai tama patur, why would you be exempt? Because it's not normal for a person to rub himself on the wall and get damaged. Tan Rabbanan, the Baraita says, somebody hid his thorns or glass in the wall of a friend. And the owner of the wall came and broke down the wall. And the wall fell in the Rishut Harabim and caused damage. So what's the deen? Chayav Amatznia, the person who hid the thorns and that's what caused damage. Person who hid the thorns is liable. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Loshanu Elav Kotel Ra'ua. That's only if the wall was a shaky wall. Aval Kotel Bari. But if it's a perfectly fine wall, Hamatznia Patur VeChayav Bala Kotel. The one that hid the thorns is exempt, and the one that is the owner of the wall is liable. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Zot Omer. This is coming to teach us. Amechaseb Borov Delios Shachavero. Delios Shachavero. Somebody takes a cover and. Of a friend, and he uses it to cover his pit. Uba bal deliv natal dalio, and the owner of the cover, he came and he took the cover off of the pit. So chayav balabor, the damages that are caused is liable to the owner of the pit, not the one that uncovered his cover. So the Gemara says pshita, that's obvious. Ma'od tema, I would have thought to say. No, maybe over there by the case of the thorns, maybe over there he didn't know who was the one who he should tell, who is the person he should go and speak to. All right, Rashi explains over here The owner of the wall didn't know who the thorn putter was to come and tell him, come and take your thorns. Maybe over here in this case, that the owner, the person who is removing his cover, knows who the owner is of the pit and should go and tell him that I'm removing it. Therefore, Kamashmala, the Gemara comes to teach us that no, we would not think that, and therefore the guy who owns the pit would be liable for any damages. So the Gemara says, Tanar Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Chasidim Arishonim, the earlier pious people, Hayu Matzneim Kotzotehem Uschichotehem Batoch Sadotehem, they would hide their thorns and their glass within their fields. Umamikina and Shoshat Tfachim, they would put it three Tfachim in the ground. Kadesh Aluya Akevim Macharesha, so that the plow that would come on the fields would not get stuck in those glass or thorns. Rav Sheshet Shadi Lahu Benura. Rav Sheshet would throw these damageable things into the fire. Rava Shadi Lahu Bediglad. Rava would throw it into the river. Amar Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah says, Hayman Debelim Eve Chasidah. If you want to be a pious person, Lekayem Milei Denizakin, you should be careful in the words of the damages. Meaning you shouldn't come and do something that, God forbid, can cause damage. Rava Amar Rava says, Milei De Avot. No, you should fulfill the words of Masechet Avot. You should learn all of the Avot, Pirkei Avot, and learn what to keep. And some say, Milei de Brachot, you should learn all of the Brachot, and you should make sure you make your Brachot properly. New Mishnah, Hamotzit Tivno Kashol Rishut Arvin Lezvalim. If somebody takes their straw, nothing, he's just mentioning different things that would make a pious person, because we mentioned Chasidim Arishonim. So the Gemara, Mishnah says, if somebody takes his straw outside to the public domain, and using it as fertilizer, sometimes they would use it as fertilizer, right? Rashi explains, it would become like hollowed out and it would become like not good straw anymore for use, and they would use that as fertilizer. So someone puts that out there, and someone got damaged from it, you're liable for that damage. And anyone who came first to grab it, it now belongs to them, it was ownerless, now it's zochet to it. Rashbag says, anyone who comes to mess something up in the Rishut Harabim and they cause damage, they're liable to pay. Anyone who comes first to grab it, they merit to own that now. We're going to see what the difference is between Tanakama and Rashbag in the Gemara. We saw this earlier. Somebody takes animal dung and flips it over in the Rishut Harabim. Someone got damaged from it. You are liable for that damage because you moved it. So the Gemara says, "Lema manitin delok Rabbi Yehuda." Maybe we can say our Mishnah is not following Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya is the writer says, "Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Bishat hotzad zivalim, at the time where it's the season to take out your fertilizer, Adam motzi zivlo lerushut arabim, but sovro kol shoshim yom. A person can take out his fertilizer out into the public domain and pile it for 30 days. Kedei sheye nishof beragle Adam beragle bema, so people will go and walk over it." Because for that reason, Yeshua was able to give over the land to Israel. So the Gemara is saying, maybe this Rabbi Yehuda is not working like our Mishnah. Because over here, what does that sound like? You'd be allowed to do this, meaning you would not be liable for any damage here. Our Mishnah said that if you took this out, fertilizer out, and it caused damage, you would be liable. So the Gemara says, no. Even if he says to Rabbi Yehuda, Moder Rabbi Yehuda, Sheim Hizik, Meshalem Hashizik. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if he caused damage, you would have to pay the damage. So the Gemara says, V'atanya, we have a brighter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bener Chanukah Patur. Oh, in Yanei D'Yoma. Right away, he says that if somebody caused damage with a Ner Chanukah, with the light of Chanukah, you'd be exempt. Bnei Shubir Rishut, because you have permission. So the Gemara says, my love, Mishum Rishut Beitin, is that not saying because of the permission of the Beitin? So the Gemara says, no. Mishum Rishut Mitzvah. No, it's talking about permission of a mitzvah. The Tanya, the Baraita says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bener Chanukah Patur. If you cause damage, someone lit something on fire and got damaged by a Ner Chanukah, you'd be exempt. Why? Bneishu Rishut Mitzvah, because that's a permission of a mitzvah, meaning the, it's a Beit Din that allows you to be exempt for any damage because it's a mitzvah that Chachamim instituted. But not just a regular Beit Din permission would you be exempt. Tashim at the Baraita says, Kol elu shamru mutarin lekalkel b'rishut arvim. Anyone that they said that they can break or ruin things in the Rishut Arabim, they can open up their pipes of the Rishut Arabim. Im huziku chayvin l'shalem, Rabbi Yehuda poter. If they cause damage, we said you're liable. Rabbi Yehuda says explicitly you're exempt. Oh, this is against our Mishnah. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, matnitin shelo No, the way you can explain our Mishnah is it's not talking about at the season of taking out fertilizer. And that's why it would work with Rabbi Yehuda, who would say that you are exempt, right? But if it's the season that you take out the fertilizer, if it caused damage, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree, then it would be an agreement that you would be liable, right? What we were talking about, it's not the time that they take out the fertilizer. Rav Ashi says, Tivno, flipping the Amud, Tivno ve. We were talking about straw. Straw is a special, and that's why we would say you're liable, mishum dim mashraki, because it's slippery. So therefore someone can slip on it and get damaged, and therefore even a review that would agree that you would be liable in such a case. Kola kodema in zachan, anyone who grabs it first merits it. So amar rav, ben begufan, ben bishvachan, whether you grabbed the actual item or the improvement of the item, you still own it, it's yours, all of it belongs to you. Uzairi amar, Zairi says, Bishvachan aval lo bigufan. He says, no, you get the improvement part of the item, but you don't get to take the item itself. So the Gemara says, my kamiflagi, what's the machloket? Rav Savar, Rav says, kansu gufan mishum shvachan. He says, they made a knas on the item itself because of the improvement of the item. And therefore the person can take the whole thing. Uzairi Savar, says, no, lo kansu gufan mishum shvachan. They did not make such a knas, such a fine, and therefore you can only take the improvement and not the full item. It's not mishum.
Is talking about Efker or what?
If somebody puts his thing in the Rishut Arabim and someone came and grabbed it, now it belongs to him, Efker, it belongs to him. But what does it belong to him? The item itself? Only the improvement part of the item. Meaning if something was worth 100 and now after being put in the Rishut Arabim it was stomped on and now it can be used as fertilizer, it's worth 120, does he only get to now keep the 20 and he has to give back the 100, or he gets to keep the actual 120? The Mishnah says, Tanan Rebbe Mishnah, Ha'ofechet ha'galal Rishut Arabim v'uzak ben acher. Somebody flips a dung of an animal in the public domain and someone gets damaged by it, chayav benisko, you're liable for the damage. V'ilu kol ha'kodem zacha lo katayim. But it doesn't say anyone who grabs it merits to it. Oh, we said kol ha'kodem zacha. Now it's not saying that. So Gemara says, Tana l'resha v'odin ha'seifa. No, it said in the resha of the Mishnah, it was talking about the seifa as well. So Gemara says, v'hatane ala, we said, we taught on this, Asurin mishum gezel. This is asur for thievery. Meaning, it's not that you can just go and grab it. Whoever grabs it, it belongs to him. If you go and grab the straw, like say, you're stealing. That's not. You're not allowed to just go and take it. So the Gemara says, how do you explain that? Hikatani asurin mishum gezel. How do you explain when it's asur because of stealing? Akula matnitin kai. That's going on the whole Mishnah. Leoto shekadam v'zacha. Meaning, the guy who already took hold of it. If you go and take it from him, you're stealing from him. He was zochet to it first. So you can't take it from him. It didn't teach that. The Tanya is right. It should say, if someone took out their straw into the public domain, this valim for a fertilizer, and someone got damaged from it, he's liable for the damage. Anyone who merits to it first is zoche. And it's permitted from stealing. Someone flips the dung in the Rishut Aramim and someone gets damaged from it, you'd be liable. And that is asur because of stealing. Oh, so what do you see? This is a contradiction of what we just said. So the Gemara says, there's a contradiction on Rav's opinion. So the Gemara says, galal karami. Are you asking a question from the dung of an animal? Davar shiyesh bo shevach kansu gufo mishum shukho. Something that has improvement, then they made a knas on the improvement because of the item itself. But davar she'en lo bo shevach lo kansu, something that doesn't have improvement, like dung, the things that come out of an animal, there's no improvement there. So therefore, there was no knas made on such an item. Ibailo, we have a question. L'divrei ha'omer kansu gufan mishum shukhan. According to Rav, said we make such a knas. Do we say le'altar kansinan, right away we make the knas, or le'chimaiti shivcha kansinan, or whenever the improvement happens, then you make the knas. So the Gemara says, tashma, midika'irinan galal, you can learn from the fact that we're talking about dung that doesn't even have improvement. So therefore it's not talking about a case of something that has improvement. So the Gemara says, v'tisperat, does that make sense? Ki'irinan galal mikameh delishnei Rav Nachman. Well, we're talking about dung that was before Rav Nachman answered. Le'batar deshanei Rav Nachman mi'ikal mirmat galal klal. After Rav Nachman answered his, what he said, could we even state such a contradiction from galal, from this animal dung? No, we can't. So therefore, this wouldn't be a contradiction. Lema katanai, let's say that the machloket between Rav and Zairi is a machloket tanaim. The following. Shtar shekatuv bo ribit, if there's a document that someone was taking interest. Asur, you're not allowed to take interest. konsin oto ve'inom goveh lo et ha'keren ve'lo et ha'ribit d'rei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, we fine him, he doesn't get to collect not only the principal, but he doesn't collect even the principal or the interest, nothing. He doesn't get anything back. V'chachamim amrin l'chachamim say, goveh et ha'keren ava lo et ha'ribit. You get your principal back, but not the interest that you were charging. Lema Rav damak Rabbi Meir, ziri damak Rabbanan. Let's say Rav holds like Rabbi Meir, that you lose everything. The guy can take everything. And Zairi holds like Rabbanan. Then no, they only lose the Karen. You only lose the rebate, the interest, and not the Karen, the principal.
So what's the Knas?
So the Knas, we said earlier, dude, we didn't make a Knas on the goof because of the improvement. Meaning you would only get the improvement and not the actual Knas itself. So the Gemara is saying, Amar lach Rav, Rav would tell you, Ana da amri afil Rabbanan. I would tell you, even like the opinion of Rabbanan. Ad kan lo ka amri Rabbanan hatam. Over there, the Rabbanan was only saying, talking about case of Karen, principal, when it's beheter. Let's say a regular loan in general, is permitted, right? That's what the Rabbanan was talking about. Aval hacha, Karen gufa kamazik. But over here, the Karen itself, the actual Karen itself, is the damager, is causing damage itself. So that he says, I would even say like Rabbanan. Uzeiri amar lachan, Zeiri would tell you, Ana da amri afil Rabbi Meir. I would even say like Rabbi Meir. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Meir hatam. Rabbi Meir was only saying ela dimishat ktiva da avad lai suman, rather, that at the time of the writing of the document, there was something prohibited writing in it that made it a problem, like interest. There was interest written in the document at the time of the writing. Aval hacha. But in my case, in the case of the straw, mi yemar de mazik, will I say that it's? I know for sure it's going to cause damage. I don't know it's going to cause damage. So therefore, you can't say. You can say that Rabbi Meir that Zeir would tell you that he can even hold like the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Let's say it's the following machloket tanaim. That says the following. Hamotzi tivno v'kashol erushut arbin lizvalim. Someone takes a straw outside to the public domain for fertilizer. V'uzak ben acher, and someone got damaged. Chayav v'nisko, you're liable for the damage. V'chol hakodem b'hen zacha, anyone who grabbed it first is zochet to it. V'asurim mishum gazel, and it's asur for thievery. Rashbag omer, Rashbag says, kol min chalkelim b'shut arabim v'ziku chayvin l'shalem. Any breakers, any damagers that cause damage in b'shut arabim, you're liable to pay. V'chol hakodem b'hen zacha, anyone who grabs it first merits it. U'mutarim mishum gazel, and it's permitted because of thievery. Hold on, that itself is difficult. You said Amart Kol HaKodem Ben Zacha. You said anyone grabs it first merits it. But Harkamer, and then you said Asurim Mishum Gazel. Then you said it's Asur for stealing. Hold on, if I'm allowed to grab it, but it's Asur if I go and grab it because I'm stealing, then how can I grab it? If I grab it, I'm stealing, but I'm allowed to. So which one is it? So the Gemara says Ela Lachachi Kamer. This is what I meant to say. VeKol HaKodem Ben Zacha B'Shivchan. Anyone grabbed it first, meaning he merits the improvement of the item. The asurim mishum gazel, and when it said it's asur for stealing, that's agufan, the item itself. You can't take the item, but you can take the improvement of the item. I'm allowed to take, let's say, something now improved. I'm allowed to take the ownership of the improvement of that item, but I'm not allowed to take the ownership of the item itself, the physical item.
Can you take the improvement without
buying? No, he makes a deal with the guy afterwards. Or let's say it's something that actually improves over time by sitting in the Rishut Arabim. Let's say the straw. A straw, for example, over time, by stomping on it, becomes fertilizer, it improves. So therefore, you can take the improvement. He has to make a deal with the person saying, I'm taking ownership of the improvement. So therefore, you're giving me this part, which is the improvement of it. You take the goof itself. So the Gemara says, V'atar Rashbag L'meimar. Rashbag is coming to say, Afilu gufan nami kol hakodem ben zacha. Even the item itself, anyone who grabs it first, is zocheh b'hen. L'zeiri, so let's say this is a machloket tanaim. So the Gemara says, no. L'zeiri vadai tanaim. According to Zeiri, for sure it's a machloket tanaim. The Rav miyema lema tanaim. According to Rav, will we say it's a machloket tanaim? Amar lach Rav. Rav would tell you, de kule alma kansu gufan mishum shivchan. Everyone agrees that they made a knas, a fine, on if somebody put an item in the public domain without permission. That we would make a fine on the improvement, on the goof, on the actual item itself, because of the improvement of the item that's going to happen, and therefore the person who comes and grabs it can take the whole thing. Over here the machloket is, do we say it's the halakha, but we don't teach it out to public, or it's halakha and you can teach it? That's the machloket. So the Gemara says, the Itmar, we learn the following, Rav Huna Amar Rav, halakha ve'en morin ken. They said it's halakha, but we don't teach this, that they made this type of fine, but we don't teach it to the public. Rav Ada Bar Abba Amar, Rav Ada Bar Abba said, Halakha Umorin Ken Noisif Ta Halakha, we do teach it. The Gemara says, Ini, is that really the Machloket? V'har Rav Huna Afshar Chushli. Rav Huna, sorry, Afkar Chushli. He made ownerless some type of barley. Rav Ada Bar Abba Afkar Slikusta. Slikusta, right? Rav Ada Bar Abba, he made some type of date remnant ownerless. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Rav Ada Bar Abba Kishmate. Makes sense according to Rav Ada Bar Abba. Because he said, it's a halakha, and we teach the halakha out in public, that you make a fine on the item itself because of the improvement of the item. That's we teach it publicly. But Ela the Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, who said, we don't teach this halakha publicly, Lema Hadarbe, maybe we would say, he's retracting on his opinion. The Gemara says, no, Hanum Utrinavu. Over here, they were warned, the owners were warned multiple times, don't do this. And so therefore, that's why this case is different than a regular case of where we said, we don't teach this halakha in public. Over here, they were warned many times, and that's why this case would be different, because the owners of the item were warned, whereas in a regular case, they weren't warned multiple times. That's why we would say, halakha ve'en morin ken, it's a halakha that they fine the person who puts something in the public domain that he's not allowed to, that we would fine him because of the item, because of the improvement of the item. Okay, we'll stop there for tonight and do a 1-minute recap.